Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis. And if it's 3 p.m. Central Time, you're hearing Basic Gospel Live. If you have questions or if there's something you'd like to discuss, we want to hear from you right now. The toll-free number, 844-322-2742, is good in the U.S. and Canada. Again, 844-322-2742. We'd love to hear from you right now because it's Basic Gospel, friends. And here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Sometimes there's just these stop you dead in your track moments in life. And usually it relates to new revelation about God, what he thinks about you. Does he really care? Is he interested? And when you hear the news affirmative on all of those questions, it just stops you dead in your tracks. Everything changes at that moment in time. And we see one of those stop you dead in your track moments back in the Old Testament, the book of Exodus chapter 4. And this is just such a powerful, powerful moment in Israel's history. They've been in bondage for 400 years. God has heard their plea, has heard their cries. He's raised up Moses, and he's had some conversations with Moses. Moses has doubted his leadership capabilities, his speaking abilities. So God has coupled Aaron, Moses' brother, with him, and the two of them are going to go back to Egypt and lead the people out. And so he goes back and he meets with the people. He meets with the elders. He has a staff, and some miracles happen with that staff. And after all of that, at the end of chapter 4, we read this. And they believed, the people believed, that God had sent Moses for a purpose, their benefit, their release from Egypt. And listen to this. This is the stop dead in your track moment for the people of Israel. And when they heard that the Lord was concerned about them. Now, the world, sin, the flesh, the devil wants this truth to be suppressed. Mm-hmm. And it does those things. Join together and do everything they possibly can to keep this truth from ever reaching our ears, ever touching our hearts, and moving us in a way that it moved these Israelites. When they heard that the Lord was concerned about them, I want you today as a listener to think about that moment when you heard that the Lord was concerned about you. So concerned that he sent Jesus to take away your sins, to die in your place, to be raised back to life so that you could have everlasting life. I want you to think back on that moment when that truth hit your ears and touched your heart, and relive what actually happened to you that day. It says, when they heard that the Lord was concerned about them and had seen their misery, not only was he concerned, he knew the details of their existence. He knew what they were going through. He knew the troubles, the trials, the tribulations, the misery, the suffering, the oppression. All of those things the Lord knew, and he expressed concern for the people. When they heard this, here's what it says, they bowed down and worshiped. There's something about the love of God, the fact that he cares for us, that knocks us to our knees in humility, in humble thankfulness, and ready to receive what God has for us. They knew there was no way out of Egypt through their efforts, through their strength. They had to rely on a rescuer, somebody greater than themselves that could break the power of the Egyptians over them and release them into freedom. That person was God. And when they discovered, when they heard the news that God cared for them, they bowed down and worshiped. That's what happens to us when we
certainly
hear.
Should.
When we hear, it's this act of believing. Mm-hmm. It's this act of receiving. It's this act of saying yes, of calling upon the name of the Lord. That's in response to the love of God. That's what we've responded to. That's what the gospel shouts to each and every one of us, that God is concerned. He understands and has seen your misery. He has seen what life was like for you being spiritually dead. He has seen what life has been like for you following the ways of this world, living to gratify the desires of the flesh, being by nature a child of wrath. He has seen your condition. And he has responded in power, in might, and in love in Jesus. And so when you believed, you did exactly what these Israelites did. You bowed down and worshiped. You confessed with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believed in your heart that God raised him from the dead. Don't ever, 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 ever lose sight of this truth that God is concerned for you. That he understands what you are going through. The world is going to send you other messages. And if you listen to them, you're going to come to a point and say, God just really doesn't care for me. But that's not true. This everlasting love be the truth that continues to move you in such a way that you live every day in humble gratitude and worship for the one who loved you and gave himself for you.
You know what that is, friends? That's called basic gospel. Thank you, Bob, for those thoughts. You know, the passage that comes to my mind as you were talking is the prayer of Jesus in John 17, where he said, where he prayed to the Father for those who would come later, come after. That includes you and me and as a matter of fact, everybody. That includes everybody. So, wonderful message, Bob. Thank you for that. 844-322-2742. That's the number in the U.S. and Canada. If it's about 6 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Time, you're hearing the live broadcast, we'd love to hear from you. We'd love for you to be a part of it. Again, 844-322-2742. Friends, the incomparable story of love, of hope, of truth, of lasting change found only in Jesus Christ is told wonderfully by Bob and Richard in this 14 CD series called It's All Yours, and we're making it available this month to all Basic Gospel donors. You can request your copy when you click donate at basicgospel.net, or in Canada, donate at basicgospel.net/Canada, and you can use the Basic Gospel app or PayPal. The truth of this message is vital to people everywhere, so let's work together to make sure as many people as possible can hear it and be changed by it. Again, you can donate at basicgospel.net or /Canada by the Basic Gospel app or through PayPal. Well, guys, we had this question from Morgan, who dropped us an email, actually through YouTube. The question, is it all right for Christians to read the Book of Enoch?
Well, yeah, I think it's A-OK to read the Book of Enoch. There's a lot of interesting information there. I haven't read it. I've just glanced through it and seen some highlighted passages here and there. So I've never actually opened it and read it from cover to cover to find out all of the information that's there. But yes, I think it's okay to do it. Certainly, we see a lot of biblical references about Enoch, don't we, Richard?
Yeah, there are couple of places. I think it's in Jude is the most
yes.
famous one, where Jude is talking to the people about this disrespect that they've been showing to spiritual things, including to evil. They're disrespecting it, and therefore they're in danger of it. And he talks about the angel wrestling sort of with Satan over the body of Moses when God mm-hmm. resurrected Moses and took him back, and even the angel did not slander Satan,
right.
Just said, let this guy go, he belongs to me, the Lord rebuke you.
Mm-hmm.
and that's wise words.
Yes.
You know, our job isn't to go out and start picking fights with Satan and his minions. We're to walk by sight of Jesus, by faith in his grace, and let him do the work and do the rebuking.
Yeah, and the exact passage in Jude is verse 14. It says, Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied about them.
Yeah.
So how did Jude know that? Where did that information come from? And so people think that's from the Book of Enoch. But No, there's no problem in reading that, but it's not scripture. It's
correct.
It's not something that was included in the canon. It's not something that carries the same weight as the Word of God. And this Word of God is what makes us wise unto salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. This Word of God is what delivers to us the information that God cares for us, that God is concerned. So we have to, when reading that, put it in its proper perspective.
Yeah.
It doesn't hold the same authority that the books of the Bible do.
Yeah, it's no different than Paul quite often quoted philosophers or poets from the Gentile world because his audience would recognize it. He wasn't giving them some sort of blessing that they're now canon. He's just using it because they would recognize the point.
Here's some information. We use a lot of information from Josephus's writings about the history, what was going on at those times. And some of what he writes corroborated some facts that we read in the Bible. So we have another source giving the same information. So we need to look at Enoch in that same in that same light.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate hearing from Morgan and everyone who drops us an email at bob@basicgospel.net or tunes into YouTube or Facebook to pose that question. You can also call right now if you're hearing the live broadcast, 844-322-2742. And, Bob, we have a call on the screen now.
Yes, we do. We're going to go down to Killeen, Texas, and talk to Will. Hi, Will.
Hi.
How
you doing?
We're doing okay. How are you? What's on your mind today?
Hi, yes, sir. Hi, I'm in a unsafe marriage, and it's very disturbing to me. And I'm trusting God, trusting God, and I'm saving, hoping on Romans 8:28.
Yes, God causes all things to work together for good to those who love Him and are called according to His purpose. Absolutely.
Right. I'm the one saved, and my wife is unsaved, and I have two young children that are involved in this. It's no abuse, but it's just more so mental, and I'm really confused, and I'm hardly hurt over this situation.
Well,
there's a bunch of sadness going on.
Yeah, there's some encouragement for you in Paul's letter to the Corinthians. He actually addresses your exact situation. If a person is married to an unbeliever, he basically says stay in there because you have sanctified your wife. You have set her apart. Just your presence in that marriage as a believer. Who has the Spirit of God living in him, that sets her apart to hear and to see this gospel being lived out each and every day. And as long as she can stay in there and she is comfortable, then just continue to trust God to do His work in that situation. Continue to pray for her salvation. Continue to treat her as just your beautiful bride. From your perspective, obviously you married her for a reason. There were some attributes and characteristics of hers that flipped a switch for you. So continue to thank God for those good things and trust Him to open her eyes so that she can see the glory of God in the face of Christ Jesus.
Okay, but I want to say there were a time when she was heavily, and well, I'm not going to say heavily, but heavily involved, but not real heavily involved, but she was involved with we both fell back, but I found out through reading and stuff that was just a test of my faith in. But now I'm not going back anymore. I'm going to continue walking with God, and I, you know, I don't want my will to fail, to get involved with just my fleshly will.
Yeah.
And that's where my patience is really being tested, because it is at times.
Yeah. Well, I certainly understand that, because, you know, in this world, and you've got something very specific, a very intimate situation. You're living with this person. You're a believer. She's not. So you're going to feel some immense pressure to kind of follow her for the sake of the marriage, to make her happy, those sort of things. And I think you have to step back and say, the best way that I can love her is to simply keep my eyes focused on Jesus, because it's in doing that I'm going to start to understand her in a way that I can truly love her as Christ loves me. So you've got that pressure. You've got that pressure to kind of conform. Think about Adam and Eve. Eve had taken the fruit, and then Adam decides, "Hey, I want to die with her instead of live with God." So they both went down that path of death. And you have this opportunity to say, no, I'm alive in Christ. Christ is alive in me. I want that life to draw her toward Jesus. And so I'm going to keep my eyes focused on the Lord. I'm going to keep my eyes focused on who He is in me. And if you get discouraged, which you've already said that you do from time to time, just realize that's a part of the journey, and the Lord's there to encourage, to strengthen you. I hope you're involved in a church somewhere, that you have some friends that you can just hang out with and be encouraged by their presence. If not, find a church, find a group that you can feel comfortable in. And I think that can give you the stamina, the fortitude, the perseverance to keep moving forward, trusting God to do His work in that situation, relying on, as you said, Romans 8:28.
Yes, sir. That was very encouraging.
Okay.
And I thank you, and I want to thank you. I listen to your broadcast every chance I get.
Well, we're glad you do, Will. And let me do this. Let me put you on hold. We've got some resources, and we'll just put a package of resources together that we can send your way that can be an encouragement to you as well. Okay.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Thanks,
hey,
Will.
You hang on, Will. Thanks for your call. Thanks for expressing your situation, and we're glad the Word of God had some hope and encouragement for you. So hang on the line.
Yes,
okay?
Indeed. One of those resources might well be Bob's book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. If you find that the Christian life is really not working for you, you can find out how it really is supposed to work through Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. You can find it when you visit the website, basicgospel.net. There's a prominent link right at the top of the homepage. Get your copy of Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. We'd love for you to have it.
Well, thanks, Bob. And, the support that comes into this ministry enables us to send out resources like that. So, January is always a slow time of the year as far as contributions are concerned. We just came off of this monster month in December, but that really just helped us catch up. And so now we're starting a fresh year, and we certainly need your help right now. We've just sent out a letter, and if you've been a donor in the past, we're asking you to renew your support to Basic Gospel right now. That would just be a great encouragement to us and to people like Will, who are tuning in every day to get encouragement in their situation. So we ask you to give generously in this month of January to get us on the right start for all the ministry opportunities God is going to open up for Basic Gospel. So renew your partnership with us. If you're a new listener, you would like to contribute, we would love to have you a part of the team. All of that information is at basicgospel.net.
Indeed it is. Thanks, Bob.
Well, let's go to Greeley, Colorado, and talk to Linda. Hi, Linda.
Hey, Linda.
Hi, how are you guys?
Doing fantastic. How are you?
Yeah?
Yeah.
We're in the snow here.
Well, I bet it's beautiful.
Yes, it is. We got only like a half an inch.
Not
Denver gets it all.
Not enough to share.
No, not enough to water our trees.
Yeah.
I called you guys to tell you, I hope I'm not too loud.
Oh, you're perfect.
You're fine.
Yes.
That your love that you have taught me about, just even in the last month, it's hit me that I really have not received that message from any other Christian people or radio pastors even. That you just are the most loving people that I have ever heard of.
Mm.
And I believe that we're all sinners. And that we need God's grace and God's forgiveness and repent every day for our sins. I'm trying to get rid of one of my idols here, smoking, and it's a bad thing, and I can't get rid of it. I'm just having a hard time.
Well, Linda,
I have a bad kidney disease and other problems.
Yeah. Well, Linda, I'm sorry about that. Kidney disease,
yes,
and that sort of thing. This gospel message really is all about love. One of my favorite passages is in Paul's letter to Timothy. He said, the goal of this teaching is love from a pure heart. And you can have that love from a pure heart because the one who is love has come to live inside of you. And if there's love flowing out of this ministry, it's because God is the source of it. God is producing it. And our heart's desire, really, when we go on the air, when we do anything, we're simply saying, hey, we know there's people out there, and God somehow used this message to connect their hearts to your love. That's what we want. That's our desire. That's what we pray for each and every day. So, Linda, we're glad that God's love is touching your heart in a very, very special way. And thank you for coming on today and sharing that. Now, as far as is smoking and all of those sort of things, you know, a lot of times you let those habits kind of determine what you think God thinks about you.
Yeah.
And that's where you have to say, hey, God loves me whether I smoke or not. And he's demonstrated that for me by sending Jesus. So I'm going to stay right there and realize that my smoking, along with anything else, will never separate me from the love of God. So I am going to stand on that truth, and when you do, then you can start objectively looking at that habit and formulating a plan on how to let it go in the strength and the power of God's love for you. So you want to start there and let that power of his love give you the wisdom to let that go, if indeed that's your heart's desire. So.
Yes, and Jesus is our love, and we all need to do the things we need to do to be a Christian and allow the Lord. I want the Lord to work in me, but don't be too hard on me.
He's not going to be hard on you at all. He wants the best, just like we read at the very beginning.
Yeah.
God is concerned about you. He cares about you. So here's the good news. You can cast those cares upon him, knowing that he cares for you, and entrust that to him.
Yeah.
Well, Linda, we're out of time. Thank you so much for your great call. Let me put you on hold.
And for the encouragement, Maya, that was a lot of encouragement. We appreciate hearing from Linda. Friends, a quick reminder that as you make your January gift to Basic Gospel, we have something special for you. It's that CD series called It's All Yours. To make your gift, click donate at basicgospel.net or in Canada, basicgospel.net/Canada. You can also use the Basic Gospel app or PayPal. Well, we're out of time, as Bob said. So till tomorrow at the same time, for Bob and Richard of the ministry team, Bob Davis inviting you back. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.